Beloved, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you and thank you that you've taught us to lean hard, to lean on Jesus for salvation, to lean on you for every need that we have, to trust that the Holy Ghost will work in our lives to glorify you, Father. Thank you that you're growing us up. You're helping us to become mature Christians, to be lights to all those around us. We thank you, Father. And Father, I pray for each and every one who's listening this evening that you would fill their cup to overflowing with the knowledge of who they are in you, Lord Jesus, that they know that they are safe eternally because they're born again. And Father, if there's anyone listening that doesn't know what it means to be born again, or they're wondering if they really are, I pray that today your Spirit would go into their minds and hearts and show them the truth. We thank you, Father, that you're drawing all people to yourself. All of creation is shouting, there is a God who loves you. Father, we praise you for your love. We praise you and thank you for the way you take care of us. You provide for us. You give us strong faith in times that are so troubling. We thank you, Father. And Father, I want to thank you for my dear sister Denise, who is getting ready to cross Jordan. She'll be home soon. And I just pray you would increase her faith, that she would have no fear about dying physically to this body. We thank you, Father, for her example all these years, the faith that you put in her heart to just go through so much suffering most of her life. Thank you, Father, for the example that she's been to Buck and me. We thank you for the example she's been to those in the nursing homes and to her family. Thank you for her life. She said, Father, that we should rejoice and dance over her coming home. And Father, we do rejoice that she will be home and free of her suffering. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this time to gather around your throne to worship you and praise you and thank you. Give us the faith we need to trust right to the end, to endure. Might we be strong and mighty warriors, prayer warriors. Father, we pray for the lost throughout the world. We pray that they would come to know that you, Father, provided a way home eternally, forgiveness of their sin through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God, come in the flesh, our perfect sacrifice. May they know and understand and come to him for forgiveness and make Jesus Lord of their lives. Thank you, Father, that you don't want anyone to perish. Thank you, Father, for our salvation. We love you. We can't love you enough. Help us to give with everything in us to show forth the kingdom of God. We love you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, Amen. I woke up this morning with the Holy Ghost singing this song to me. He lives.
Amen. I want to take just a minute before we go any farther. Pastor Nikki and I, we've been in this nursing home ministry full-time, had the privilege of building two nursing home churches, one in a little town called Grandin, Florida, and we used to go to Stark and Palatka, Florida, and bring people to out of the nursing homes to church. And then God moved us to Jacksonville, and we bought a piece of property, had an old house on it, and we built a nursing home church. And we started out with a couple buses, wound up with six buses, and was busing people from six or seven different nursing homes. And I tell you, it's just really been something. And, you know, the healthcare workers that are in nursing homes, they spend every day with these people, and then they see them get sicker and sicker, and then they see them pass away. And I know when I got a call, when we got a call from the late, I won't call her name, but her husband, talked to her husband, and he said that they'd called hospice in, and that her condition was so bad that her body could not take any more antibiotics or any kind of medication. She's been laid back in a battery-powered chair. She is a pretty heavy woman, and she's had to have a bag for her urine and another bag for her waste, and she has developed a real bad infection on her backsides and
MS.
Do what, honey?
She had MS.
She had multiple sclerosis, and she just fought a good fight. It was a privilege to be able to pick her up and bring her to church for about 2 years. And so it hurts. Pastor Nikki broke out crying today, and we both know that if somebody is truly born again and they're suffering and it's God's will to bring them home, we need to rejoice.
Yes.
And so the Bible says that all heaven rejoices over one sinner that comes home. And I believe that all heaven rejoices when the saint of God leaves this world and is safe in the arms of Jesus.
I believe that.
And so just want to say to you today, and I told Pastor Nikki, and I've told her for quite a few years now, I said, let's take each day and enjoy it. Today could be our last day. And so many of us are spending a day thinking about what they're going to do later on, thinking about retirement when it may be years away, worrying about money, worrying about the government, worrying about this and that. And people are wasting their life away without enjoying a relationship and walking with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Jesus said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. And so I want to encourage you today. Take each day, one day at a time, and live it and treat other people like it would be the last time you would see them.
Yes.
And so our dear sister, there's just been so many,
yes.
So many. We used to bring the people to our church, and when they would go on to be with the Lord, we would have a picture to put up on the wall of the church. We wound up with 100-something pictures in about 12 years.
Yes.
And and each one was special to us, too.
Oh, yes.
And so there's coming a glad reunion day.
Amen.
I want to bring a message after this song about how important it is that we stay connected to the right source.
Amen.
There's many of us that are connected to the wrong source, and we're living a shallow, empty, almost a meaningless life.
Yes.
Father God doesn't want that for His people.
No.
We're going to have problems. We're going to have troubles. God knows that I've had my share. But you know what? Even through the heartaches and disappointments and all that goes on, I rejoice that I know where I'm going.
Amen.
I know where I've been. I know where the Lord has brought me to. And I praise Him today.
Amen.
I praise Him that He's alive and well. Oh, that old song, Jesus is alive and well. And you know what? We should be alive and well ourselves. Praise His holy name. Let's sing this old song, He Lives.
Okay.
He lives in my heart. By the way, we love you. We love you and praise God for you. Come on. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along my narrow way. To impart, you ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart, wrapped up tighter
in all the world around me. I see His loving care.
Amen.
And though my heart grows weary, I never.
What He'd want me to speak about today. We've got real busy this week, packing and getting ready to leave day after tomorrow. And the Lord always reminds me, don't get too busy.
That's right.
Don't get too busy. We need to take time for our Lord, our Savior, our Heavenly Father. We need to take time for the Holy Ghost, that we may be able, our spirit may be able to hear what the Spirit has to say.
Amen.
And so the Lord has been dealing with me about the book of St. John, the 15th chapter, and I'm sure that You've heard this many times. I pray there'll be something that will be brought out of these scriptures that will help you to understand that if we're connected to the wrong source. You know, it reminds me, Pastor Nikki and I have bought a brand new small motorhome many years ago. A brand new one. And so we went to the church property. The church invited us to come and stay there for a while. And that's back when we were traveling into 72 nursing homes from Charlotte, North Carolina, through all of Florida. We went way south, down even West Palm Beach. Was that about the farther south we went,
yes,
Pastor?
Uh-huh.
And so we bought that motorhome. We're so proud. We pulled it onto that church property, and the pastor, he's supposed to be a good electrician. We pulled up. We hooked everything up, the water and the sewer, and we hooked it up to the power, and we had the microwave to blow up. We had the converters to burn up. We had different things to burn up. You know why? We had connected that motorhome to the wrong source. He had wired it up for 220 volts. And that motorhome was a 110 volt. So when we plugged it in, it was the wrong source. And when you're plugged into the wrong source, bad things happen.
That's right.
And Jesus was trying to explain to his disciples that we need to stay connected to him. Because if we connect with the things of the world, pretty soon, and very soon, we're going to experience all kinds of things that goes wrong. Calamity, if you would like to use that word. And I remember when I was connected to the things of the world and the things that Satan had deceived me, how that one thing after another led to discouragement, disappointment, failure. Nothing ever worked out because I was connected to the wrong source.
Amen.
Just like the motorhome. It wasn't wired up for 220 volts, and when I plugged it in, things burn up. And I want to tell you, if we get plugged into the wrong source, then there's going to be a time when we're going to burn up.
That's true.
And I'm saying this today, that Jesus is saying through the Holy Ghost, the 15th chapter of St. John, Jesus said in the red letter words of this King James Bible, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He's the one that takes care of the vine. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Sometimes you may wonder, when things, you're in ministry or you're living a good Christian life and things seem to be going so well, and then all of a sudden you wake up the next day and it seems like everything has fell apart. Well, let me say, if you've been connected to Jesus Christ, the Father's just, he's cutting you back, just like you do a rose bush, just like you do a lot of branches and stuff. If you trim them back, they're going to come forth into more branches and bring forth more fruit. I want to say today, if you're discouraged and you think that nothing's going right, and you pray and you stay in the Word and you stay connected to Jesus, he said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. He said that you will bring forth good fruit.
Yes.
I know we live in the forest now, out here in Salt Springs, the Ocala National Forest. And I was telling Nikki today as we were driving to Ocala to the bank, and I said, looky there. They burn the weeds and grass and stuff. They sit intentionally, have a burning, and they watch it, and it burns everything off of the ground. And I said, Nikki, look how pretty and green all of that is now. is because it was burnt off. And all the weeds and all the brush and briars and all that is gone. And when you burn all of that off, then good green grass comes up. And that's the way it is with being a Christian. You know, sometimes we need for the fire of God to get a hold of us and burn away the weeds and the thorns and the brush and all the stuff that has us choked down to where we can't produce good green grass. We can't produce good things. God has a calling on your life, beloved. God has a calling on my life. Every born-again Christian has a calling on their life. And it is not to get wrapped up with the cares of this world. It's on my way to heaven. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when I leave this world, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm not worried about the next day. And I'm not worried about today. I think about our last move and how that God gave us just a little piece of property here in this RV resort here in Salt Springs. Just a little piece of property. Just we got a little bit of yard, just a little bit, and God's blessing us. We're having a front porch, a deck built out there. They've got it about half done. And I was just thinking, this is all I need. This is all I need. And this winter has been there's been such peace since we followed Jesus to Salt Springs, Florida. There's been such joy. Wake up in the morning. Sometimes we wake up singing. This morning, Pastor Nikki said, this song, He Lives. She was singing it in her heart and her spirit. And God wants you to have that peace. God wants you to have that joy. God wants you to be producing great things for the kingdom of God. We were created for good works. A child of God should be producing good works. We should be happy. We should have the joy of the Lord in our heart. And we should be marching forward. We need to be pressing towards the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus said that the Father purges that branch so that it'll bring forth more fruit. So it'll do more. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The word of God cleans us.
Amen.
The word of God will make us pure. The word of God will show us where we're sinning. The Word of God will convict us of people that we've wronged. The Word of God will convict us whenever we have not shown the respect to others that we should have.
Amen.
The Word of God says, love the Lord with all of your heart and love your neighbors yourself.
Yes.
You can't go around hurting people and get by with it.
No.
Jesus said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. Jesus said, listen, you can do whatever you want to do. And you can be bullheaded if you want to be bullheaded. You can be hard-hearted if that's the way you want to live your life. But He said, if you don't abide in me, you cannot produce any kind of good things for the kingdom of God. You cannot glorify God your Father, and other people look at you and say, if that's the way it is to be a Christian, I don't want no part of it. Jesus said, I am the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. You know one of the beautiful things about growing old? I can look back and see what God has done in my life. And I look back in my life unashamed since I've been born again of the Spirit of God, baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, been walking in obedience all these years.
Yeah.
I was young. I was 43 when I got saved, when I got born again. I got baptized when I was 46 in the Holy Ghost. And I have lived my life. Have I been perfect? No. But the one thing that I do know, if I don't stay connected to Jesus, my life will be a mess. And not only will my life be a mess, but I can make other people's lives miserable too.
That's right.
And it's important today to know that if you abide in Jesus, and Jesus is in you, and Jesus and you and me are in the Father, that good things are going to happen. Good thing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. I thank God that when I pray, you know the things I ask for? I don't ask for things for myself. I'm asking God to save my children, to save the lost loved ones in my family. I'm asking God to bless nursing home people. I'm asking God to bless my family up in Indian Meadows and my church family. I've got people up there that are closer than flesh and blood, and I ask for God to bless them. You know why? Because I'm content with what God has given me. I'm not after fame. I'm not after glory. I'm not after a huge amount of money. I'm not after material things. Pastor Nicky and I have been trying. We've been trying to whittle down on all this stuff. And we're getting to the point where we're in better shape now. We have less to take care of than we ever have since we've been married these last 26 years. And you know, it's not about what you have. It's not about who has the most toys. It's not about being a pastor of a church or an evangelist or somebody that thinks they're so religious. It's about simply staying connected to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So listen, as I close today, Jesus said, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Woo! You can't get no better love than that. He said, as the Father hath loved me, I have loved you. I want to tell you today, you are loved.
Yes.
Whether you're good, bad, pretty, or ugly, I want to tell you, you're loved. God can't love you any more or any less. He said, if you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love. Even have I kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love.
Amen.
Now this last verse, the 11th verse, has really ministered to me many times. Jesus said, these words, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy, might remain in you.
Thank
you, Lord. You see, there is joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Jesus said, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus wants us to abide in him.
Yes.
So that our joy will remain in us. You know, I've saw this over and over. People that have been close to me has been on fire for the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I mean, they were on fire for the Lord. And you could just see the joy of the Lord in them. And then slowly, by the choices they've made, you see that joy just slip away. Remember the old song, all of us old people, slip sliding away? Slip sliding away. You know what? Jesus said, my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Some of you've got just a little bit of joy when the Lord says, I want your joy to be full. And, you know, I seek that all the time.
Yes.
I got to stay close to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to keep my mind on what he has called me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people will say terrible things. I've had people to say I didn't have the Spirit of God. I've had people to say that since they've known me, they've never seen the Spirit in me. And does it hurt? Yes. But my joy is full. My joy is still there. Because I know that it's the Spirit that keeps me where I need to be.
Amen.
And God is saying to you, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Lord's calling you right now. He's saying, my child, come home.
Amen.
Oh, He loves you so much. He wants your joy to be full. Oh, He wants His joy to remain in you.
Yes.
And without the joy of the Lord, we have no strength. And buddy, if you don't have no strength, the devil's going to whoop you every day. Everything you do, it's going to bring nothing but discouragement, emptiness. So, would you come to Jesus now? Would you come? And would you turn your life over to Him? Would you repent of your sins? Would you just look and see what the Lord will do in your life? Will it be easy? No, sometimes it'll be really hard. But it's pretty good to know that our big brother Jesus has His arm around us saying, hey, come on, you can do this. You can do this. Would you let Him set you free from sin today?
Yes.
Would you repent and turn and follow Jesus and believe that He is the Messiah?
Amen.
The Christ of God. And Christian, let me say this today. Let me say this. If you don't have the joy of Jesus Christ in your heart, and you're operating on a tank of gas that the light is flashing, you're running on fumes, it's time to let Jesus fill you up.
Yeah.
Seek the things of God. Don't worry about what people say. Be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Be a fanatic. Be totally in.
Amen.
You'll be glad you did.
Yes.
We're going to close with this song. I'd like to remind you that we'll be on the road Monday, maybe Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, Thursday. We'll have church worship here in Salt Spring Sunday, and then we're leaving. And so next week, the good news is that we're on the move. We've pulled up our tent pegs. We've got all the animals fed. And we're moving to West Virginia for this summer.
The tent's folded.
The tents are folded.
And the clothes are up on the camel's back.
I'm telling you what. And oh, I'm telling you. I know about camels. We went to Jerusalem, and I rode a camel, and I got off that camel. And that camel turned his head around and kissed me right in the face. That's the stinkingest breath I ever smelled in my life. I gave the reins, if you want to call them, to the guy that owned the camel, and I had to get out of there. I'm telling you, I'm glad we don't have no camels to move to West Virginia.
Be driving a Dodge.
Yes, He set me free.
Yes.
But we'll see you Sunday morning, Lord's willing, at 10 o'clock. It'll be our last service here in Florida for a while.
For a while.
Till November, I believe. God bless you. Thank you for listening today. Stay connected. Don't plug in 220 if you're a 110. Vote.
Right.
All right. I love you, Jesus. Watch like a bird in prison, I dwell. May the Lord bless and keep you. May His face shine upon you.
Yes.
Until we meet again Sunday morning, 10 o'clock.
Join us.
Bye for now.